And again, he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Turn to somebody and say, he's in the house. Jesus is in the house. When Jesus is in the house, other people start talking. I want you to know that Pastor Anne Marie had a word for us, and she said that God was going to do a great thing in our midst, and that there was going to be a word of mouth. There was going to be a word of mouth that was going to go out from this place. And then we were going to begin to see people come and 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 come. A word of mouth, because Jesus is in the house. Turn to somebody and say, Jesus is in the house. Now go like this and say, Jesus is in the house. He's in you. Hallelujah. It says, immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. They couldn't get through the door. Let me tell you, saints, don't lose an opportunity to be in here, especially on a Sunday morning. What God is doing on Thursday nights is amazing too. If you can be here, be here. I know many of us have kids, responsibilities, different things. If you can be in the house, get in the house. We need to be there on a Sunday morning. Why? Because I'm telling you, Jesus is in the house. And you need the encouragement of Jesus and your brothers and sisters. The word that's coming over. The presence of God. I'm sorry, online is wonderful. And I love you guys. Let's wave to everybody online. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we miss you when you can't be here. Online is wonderful, but it's nothing like being in the room. And there are some, I'm telling you, Yvonne, she rented a car so that she could be here New Year's Eve. And to be here, she takes the bus 2 hours so she can come to this church. Sharon drives all the way, an hour from, I forget the name of it, it's Richway, Ontario. Why? Because God told her to be a part of what's going on here. Don't miss an opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. And raise your kids. Raise your kids so that they know where they need to be Sunday morning. They need to be here. I'm telling you, when I would get sick on Sundays when I was growing up, I hate it. I wanted to be in the presence of God. I knew I wanted to be there. I didn't want to miss anything. I knew he was going to do something great. It says, then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by 4 men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. And so when they had broken through, oh, hallelujah, I love that. They let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. I want to tell you that we need to be a people that are absolutely desperate to get into the presence of God, that are absolutely desperate to get in the door. And I believe that God is moving in such a magnitude that there's going to be a time, I'm telling you, where you can't get through the door. It's been prophesied. It's been prophesied about that overflow room being full and being used. It's been prophesied about what God is going to do. But God is looking for hungry people. I love the hearts of these men. Men who carried upon a mat someone that was in utter and desperate need. Who has God put on your heart this morning? Who does God have upon your heart that you see the utter desperate need that they are in? If there is no one, let's begin to cry out to be like these 4 men, that we wouldn't come alone, but we would come carrying carrying those that are burdened with affliction. I want to tell you what it was like to be a paralytic in the time of Jesus. In the time of Jesus, first of all, obviously, naturally, we know that a paralytic, they can't do anything for themselves. They're paralyzed. They cannot walk. They cannot move, which means they cannot work. They cannot provide for their family. What are the odds of them getting married and having children? They cannot provide. It was a shame. It was a disgrace. It was a dishonor. And they were relegated to begging, generally speaking, along the side of the road. They wouldn't have a place that others would have in society. And some said that even perhaps they weren't even allowed into the temple, into places of worship. I want to tell you, Jesus sees the physical affliction. Jesus sees the social affliction. Jesus sees the emotional affliction. Jesus sees the rejection of everything that we carried. And I'm telling you, somebody else saw. Four men. They saw enough that when they said, well, we can't get through the door, but we're hearing what's going on. We're hearing that Jesus is in the house. We're hearing that when Jesus is there, bodies are healed. Deliverance comes. Breakthrough comes. Jesus is in the house. We got to be desperate to get in there. We got to bring him in. We got to get him in any way that we can. Oh, come on. Ezekiel said to me, he goes, we got to let people know about this church. He brought his brother, he brought his sister, he brought his mother. He said, where else can you go and come in here and get a prophetic word like this? That's what he said to me. And he said, I need some more of those cards. I need some more of those tracts. I need some more of those blessing bags. We got to tell people about this church. This young man had only been here about two or three times. But he heard from the Holy Spirit. He was praying one day. I can't remember if I told you the story. He was praying one day and the Lord said to him, what did he say? Transformation! And he looked it up and he found some church in Texas. And he said, well, I don't think that must be what the Lord is saying to me. And he looked again and he found us. And that young man came in here and he's been a blessing. He's telling people about Jesus. He served at the Kingsway. He's invited his family. Four men carried in someone with affliction. And what does it say? It says, they broke through. They broke through. They couldn't get through the door. They decided to go through the ceiling. I'm telling you, there are some ceilings that we need to break through. There are some ceilings of tradition. There are some ceilings of selfishness. There are some ceilings that we need to break through. Ceilings that would limit our freedom, our worship, our love, our generosity, our care. There's some ceilings that need to be broken through this morning. Hallelujah. So that other people can find Jesus. And God can use us to do it. It says, when Jesus saw their faith, what kind of faith? Faith that wouldn't let a closed door limit them. Have you been knocking on some doors that have felt closed? Have you been knocking on some doors that have felt blocked? Have you been coming into a space and you said, oh, there's no room for me? Come on, we need to be a new wineskin. And we need to be filled with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. And we need to know that we are. We need to know that we are. Know that we are. Because the enemy, he would come against us. He would like to try to paralyze us and make us feel that we can't be used for his glory. But I want to tell you, Jesus wants to heal us every affliction, and he wants us to be a vessel of healing for those all around about us. Oh, come on. Let's have a Jesus encounter this year. The Lord said to me, it is a year of intimacy. Let's put him first. Let's really, truly put him first this year. There was one day and there was a lot of things to be done. There's always a lot of things to be done. And I just felt in my heart, I said, you know what? I know I got the list. I know I got this. I know I got that. I said, but Lord, I feel a drawing and a wooing in my heart towards you. I just feel a drawing. And sometimes we think we have to make it this, we have to make it that, we have to perform all these religious rituals. What if God's just saying, come, just come close, come in, come in. And you know, it was simple. I drew close to him in my heart, cat on my lap, just fellowshipping with him. I'm telling you, it's those moments. He's drawing us. He's drawing us this year. He's drawing us to come close. You know, they brought the man in on his mat. And as they did that, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, don't you love that? Just in that one word, son. Do you know when someone brings someone in the house, they're looking for a place where they belong? Son, daughter, your sins are forgiven. He looked right past the physical, right into the heart. Jesus wants to meet our natural needs, our physical needs, but he also wants to touch the condition of our heart above all else. And as we have a heart to impact people and we see their physical condition, we see their emotional condition, as we go and we give out sleeping bags like we did yesterday, we give out mats, we see their physical condition, but beyond that, we see the spiritual condition. Because what does it matter if we get the whole world, but we don't have Jesus? You see, he is the one that transforms us into a new wineskin, a new coat. And we can give a new coat in the natural, but Jesus can transform into a new coat. Hallelujah. And so God wants to use us to meet physical needs, but to minister into the need behind the need. Some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their heart. And of course, you know, these were the Pharisees, the religious. He says, why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? You see, they didn't recognize Jesus. Jesus was in the house, but not everybody will recognize him. Jesus was in the house. His power, his anointing, his healing. They were lined up. They were coming in. But some didn't see it. Let us not be so people of form and religion that we miss the presence. We miss relationship. We can be so busy being so busy that we're too busy for Jesus. But I'm serving you, Lord. But you're missing the best part. How can I say that? Because I've been there. I've done it. let's not miss the best part. The best part is him. But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason these things in your heart? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power, and one version says authority, on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Take up your mat and go to your house. It says immediately. Turn to someone and say immediately. Immediately he arose, he took up the bed, and he went out in the presence of them all, and they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. Oh, come on, the things that we're going to see. I hope I'm stirring your heart up in faith. The things that we are going to see Jesus do, because Jesus is in the house and Jesus is in your house. You need to stir up your faith, because he has given you a commission. He has given you a commission. John 14:12 says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will do the works that I do also. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you really believe in him? You're going to do the same works. Come on. You have been given the authority. You, come on, guys. You have been given the authority to do the same works as Jesus. He's the one who said this. He said, he who believes in me will do the works that I do also. Well, hallelujah. That's something to get excited about. Now listen to this. If that wasn't something, this says, and he will do greater works than these, because I'm going to my Father. Jesus knew he was setting a plan in motion. He knew he was going up to the Father, that he had a divine destiny, and his calling was to be that sacrifice that would take your sin, take your sorrow, take your shame, give you healing. He knew his assignment, but then he knew he was supposed to pass the baton, and he knew that he was saying to the disciples, you're going to do what I've been doing and even greater things, because I'm going to my Father, but my spirit is in you. And when you see me, you see the Father, and that same spirit is in you, a spirit of resurrection. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in you, is alive and well. And I'm giving you the mandate, I'm giving you the mission that you are going to break through. That when you don't see a way, that your faith will be so tenacious that you will bear one another upon your shoulders, and you will say, I'm going to make a way for you. I'm going to press in. I know, because Jesus, 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 Jesus is the one who makes a way for you. And I'm going to cause you to come and to get into his presence. I'm going to cause you to come into that place to receive the healing of the Lord. No more sorrow, no more shame. Oh, come on. You're going to throw that mat away. What did that mat represent? Every kind of loss, every kind of hurt, every kind of paralysis, every kind of fear, every kind of poverty, every kind of lack. Come on! Jesus is the one who makes a way. And he makes a way for me and you and for all those around about us. Romans 10:8 says this. But what does it say? The word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. You see, Jesus saw those four, and he said, when he saw their what? Their faith. Oh, hallelujah. Faith. 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 Let's be those of faith. The word is near you. The word is in your heart. Jesus is in your heart. He is the living word. It's in your mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Hallelujah. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew or Greek. The same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. I like that translation. The same Lord is what? Rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah! Matthew 10, 7 through 8, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of hand is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is right here. The kingdom of heaven is for you to come into right now. The kingdom of heaven is here. Be healed. It says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have what? Say it again. Received. Freely you have what? Christ, say it out. Freely you have what? Received. Freely give. Oh, Jesus, give us a revelation of what we have received. Your presence, your freedom, your purchase, your transformation. Oh God, show us, Lord. Give us new hearts to be new wineskins. Lord, that we might expand. We might be expansive. That we might broaden our territory. That we might come to a new place and a new space. Because we have one who is so great. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. What has Jesus done for you? What has Jesus himself personally done for you? Jesus. Oh, what a Savior. Maybe you're in this room right now and you're a young person. And you say, oh, I don't really know if I know Jesus. I just come to church because my mama made me. Oh, you can know Jesus, or my daddy made me. You can know Jesus yourself. You see, your mama or your daddy was like that one that carried the mat. But they can't receive the fullness of knowing Jesus for you. You got to do that yourself. You got to say, yes, Jesus, touch me. Heal me, cleanse me, forgive me, because every single one of us are like the paralytic. We might have stuff going on. Maybe it's physical, maybe it's emotional, but we all have the spiritual need where we have to have our sins forgiven. You know, most people in the world, they know they need something. They know something's not right. They're looking for it and looking for it. The more we encounter him, the more we will talk about him. If it's hard for us to share the good news, it means we need to experience the goodness of God all over again. His presence, His purpose, His love, His destiny, His salvation, His healing, His freedom. And if we have, we need to remind ourselves, we were the person on that mat. And look what the Lord has done. Look what He's done. Look what He's done. And then we need to be that seed of faith that we can say, if He did it for me, He'll do it for you. Look what God is doing. Let me pray for you. Let me bless you. Let me prophesy over you. Let me lay hands on you. Oh, because the same spirit, stir up your faith, saints. It's not so Pastor Anne Marie or Pastor Alex or Pastor Patty, Pastor Charlene can lay hands on people. No, it's you. It's you. It's you. See, it's me. It's me. I can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, not because of me, but because of who lives inside of me. Jesus. Jesus. James and Pauline, can we play that song that's on my heart? I had this song upon my heart. I want you to meditate on the Lord this morning as you hear this song, sing this song, worship with this song. Let's respond to the Lord this morning because He is our champion. We are a walking miracle, each and every one of us. Look at what God has done. He saved me, He healed me. Just come into His presence this morning. Let's meditate on these words.
Finally see it. You're teaching me. me how to receive it. So let all the striving cease. This is my victory. You are my champion. Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you've won, I am who you say. Defeated with the one who has conquered it all. When I lift my voice and shout,
come on, stand up and sing this.
Every wall comes crashing down. I have the authority. Jesus has given me. When I open up my mouth, miracles start breaking out. I have the authority. Jesus has given me.
This afternoon. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Jesus is in the house. Hallelujah. Oh, when I open up my mouth, miracles start breaking out. Hallelujah. I want you to just, you know what, if you're ready for that new season of stepping into the authority that Jesus has given you, and you want a fresh impartation of boldness, you want to see those miracles break out, you're willing to be one of the ones that carry others upon your shoulders to break through, I want you to come down this morning. Oh, because God is here. He's here. He's here. Jesus is in the house, and there's a breakthrough atmosphere. Hallelujah. Oh, koboko shikia. Stir yourself up to receive this morning. I'm going to ask JJ to come as well to lay hands. He was at winter camp and he received a great impartation. Hallelujah. To pray for you. So we're going to lay hands on you. I'd like Pastor Anne Marie to pray as well. I'll lay hands on you. Come on, JJ. Let's lay hands on her and then we're going to release her. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you that miracles are breaking out. Oh, God. Oh, Father, we're speaking fresh new wine skin, oh God, carrying the new wine. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We're conduits, we're vessels of the new thing that you're doing. There's a new thing coming. 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 Just go ahead and start laying hands on people. I need a catcher for Pastor Anne Marie and a catcher for JJ. And I don't know if we have one for myself, but oh, koboko shikiarabasa. Let's sing that again. Oh, korebe kiarabasondoroko. When I lift up my voice, oh, ko shikiarabaso konamende debaka. Oh, hey, 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 hey. Ko shikiaramande debasondoroko ko shiki. Oh, liama sek, hey, 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 hey. Oh, oh, boldness, boldness, boldness to open up your mouth. Boldness, boldness, boldness. A soul-winning anointing. Oh, koshikiara. Miracles, 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 miracles. Laying your hands on the sick and seeing them recover. Miracles, 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 miracles. Oh, kobokoshikiara basekehe. Oh, the bokoshiki. A new dimension of your presence, your power. Oh, bokoshikiara baka. Oh, the bokoshikiara basekehe. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Release it now. Release it now, Lord. Fresh anointing, fresh anointing, fresh impartation, fresh breakthrough. Fresh, 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 fresh. God, fresh breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Breakthrough. Hey, 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 strongholds break, strongholds break, strongholds break, strongholds break, and a fresh impartation of the power and the presence. And the boldness. Oh, and miracles, 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 miracles. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Something fresh, God. Something fresh, Jesus. Touch her, touch her, touch her. Impartation, God. Something fresh, Lord. Something fresh, something fresh, something fresh. Something fresh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you that it's her year of intimacy, God. Oh, thank you. Something fresh, 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 fresh. fresh impartation, God. Fresh, the new wineskin, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. New fire, 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 Jesus. New fire, new fire. Oko boko shibikiabaka. Boldness, Jesus. New dimension. A new dimension, a new dimension, a new dimension, a new dimension of relationship and intimacy and power and authority and identity. Oh, Lord, when he opens up his mouth, God, when he opens up his mouth, when he opens up his mouth, God, miracles come out. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, God. For the prophetic destiny, God. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the signs. Thank you for the wonders. Thank you for revival hunger. Thank you, God. He's going to see it. Oh, koshiki arabasiki. I hear the Lord say, believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. It's yours. Believe it. Oh, koshiki arabaka. It's almost as if you said, really? Me? But I didn't qualify. The Lord says, it's not about qualifying. Oh, it's about receiving and believing. I qualify you. I qualify you. I qualify you, says the Lord. You're qualified by the grace, by the power, by the strength. And by the blood of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Can you go behind her? And I want Christ and Sincere, come here. Right? Can you go behind Ariola and bring Christ over here? Switch places. Christ, come on right here. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Your capacity to receive. Enlarge your capacity to receive. The Lord says, I have many sons and daughters coming behind you as well. He said, you're a son, you're a son, you're a son, but you're also a father. You're a father. You're a son. Jesus. Do a deep work, Lord. A deep work. The Lord says that even in this season, it's a season where I'm turning the hearts of the sons to the fathers and the hearts of the fathers to the son. And the Lord says, it's a mark. It's a mark. It's a mark. It's a mark of revival. Revival! When the hearts of the generations are turned towards one another, it's a mark of revival. And the Lord says, truly, you have a heart. You have a heart to serve. You have a heart for me. And you have a heart of revival, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Are we still going online? Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we release impartation, oh God. Father, we thank you for the new thing coming. Father, we bless those that are online, oh God. Father, we bless them now. And we bless them on the replay because you are doing a new thing. Lord, prepare their hearts. Lord, let them sense your presence wherever they might be, in their living room, in their car. Oh, it's all about your presence. It's all about your presence. I want to sing it again one more time. When I open up my mouth, can we sing it one more time?
Jesus has given me.
Oh, de bekiara basando do boko shikiara basende de de de.
My voice and shout.
Oh, le ay 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 ke ha 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 ha. Sando do boko shikiara basike. Side of your shout, walls start breaking down. When you open up your mouth, miracles start breaking out. The Lord says, learn how to prophesy over yourself. He is your champion, but he causes you to be a champion. All because of him. All because of him. All because of you, Jesus. All because of you. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We seal what you've done in this place today. Oh, we thank you for the word, and we thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, oh God, that you're in the house in our hearts. You're in the house in this place. And Lord, we pray that we would be ready, ready, ready to receive the new and to walk with you. Lord, I bless those who've been watching online. And Father, I speak that they're entering into a new manifestation of the authority that you have already given them. Greater things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us. God bless you if you're watching online. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your presence in this place. We love you, Jesus.